We are learning Masechet Ksuvos Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines in the bottom of the Hey Amud Aleph. Darash Bakabara, Ma'ida Ksuv, it says in the Pasuk in Parashas Kiseisei, V'yoseid Tia Lecha Al Azeinecha, V'hoyev Shivtecha Chos, V'chvarat Abba V'shavta V'chisisa Atzeyesecha. That says in the Pasuk, which means, Pasuk Pshat means that you have an extra peg in, besides all your other tools, in order to use for going to the bathroom. But the Gemara makes a drasha, Al Tikrei, don't read it like the Pasuk Pshat of Azeinecha, read it al oiznecha on your ears. Shem yishma odom davash in a hog, and a person hears something that's not proper, yiniach etzba'oi ba'oznov, he should stick his finger into his ears. V'hayu dom rabbalozo, prey ma etzba'oysev shal odom demasi yaseidus. Why is the finger of a person doima ta yaseid, like a peg? Why is it doima to that? Ma time, frekti gemara, my time, what do you mean? Where do you see a finger is created like a yosed, like a peg? Where is it like a nail? How's your finger like that? If it's mechalkom, if the var is mechalaka zumazu is not attached, and that's why he's saying it's doing it to yosed, every single one has a special reason why it's like that. Special size. Don't tell me, you say, why did Hashem create it that way? I'll tell you why. Because everyone has special din. Dom Amar, Zuzeres, which is the pinky, is used for measuring the Orin, the Choshen. Measuring the Choshen. It says in the Pasuk that a Choshen was a Zeres long. So that's what the pinky is for. Zu Kmitza, the next finger is a Kmitza, because when you do Kmitza, when you bring a Mincha, which is flour and oil, so you take a kmitza and you makriv that. So you stick three fingers over your palm and starts with the kmitza. The middle finger is zu amma, because we measure our amma in the base of Mikdash, you measure from your elbow till the end of the middle finger, zu amma. The next finger is zu etzba, that was used to put on the blood of the chatos on the corners of the mizbeach. And the last finger is zu gaidel, which Rashi learns is negeya for the boyan yad harayin amatzayra, the amatzayra and by Aaron when he got the chinuch to be a kohen, so there they spritz dam on his big finger. That's what the goydel is for. Tosfos says different shot because it should have said byhen then, shouldn't have said goydel. Therefore, Tosfos learns it means part of the kmitza also. You need that finger to like smooth out the flour that's the end of the three fingers. That's what you use the goydel for. Like upon them, all the fingers have a use. So the question is, why is it created like a yosed? Because of these five things. Ella, Kamara's cash like this. Matam shupois kisaydus. Why is it sharp at the edge? At the edge, like a yaseid, like a nail. Shem yishma odom davash in a hogan. A person hears something not proper, lashon hara, or other dvarim b'talim. Yiniach etzva'isa ba'aznav. Stick that finger into the ear. Fits right in. That's why it's sharp at the edge. Tanavrei b'shmol. Ma oizin kula kasha. Why is the whole ear hard? Va'alya raka, and the alya is soft. Show what that means. It either means the bottom, the lobe of the ear, or means that little thing tendons called that in front of the ear. Why is it soft? Shem yishma odom davash in a hogun. If you hear something not proper, yokuf eleh alya l'saycha. You stick the alya in to close up your ear. Torah abanan. Alya shmi odom l'ozdo dvar metelim. You shouldn't listen to dvar metelim. Prejshen nichvas tchila le'evarim. That's the first thing to burn from the evarim. Now, pasuk pshat means, like Rashi says, that on an animal, there's a shayla in the Gemara about Bishul Akum, and says someone was making a fire, a goy was making a fire to burn things, like a controlled burn, and then one of the behemoths got burnt a little bit, cooked a little bit. So there, it's not Bishul Akum because no kavana. It says there, the charech reisha, that the head got burnt, you're even allowed to eat mereish udne, from the ear. Why? Because the ear, why are we talking about the ear there? Because the ear gets cooked first. It's the easiest thing to cook. It's soft and it's on the outside of the head. So the same thing when it comes to ruchnius also. The first thing to get burnt is the ear. The first thing that hears the dvar metalim is the ear. And therefore, you should be very careful with the ears because those ears get burnt first and cook and from the ash of the lashon hara. Lashon hara mashal is like this. Ratzalay mash vekal yavoi mishmias dibur habatol de shmias dibur aser. It says, if it goes to the ear, it'll land up being dvarim asurim. The iser is more matzi in the ear. Akapanim, be very careful with the ears. There are nichva tchila le'ivarim. And Barlu, the Gemara, the Shaila, like this. We're going back now that Livol B'Tchila B'Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to declare the Shaila. The Gemara came out before. The reason why you can't get married Erev Shabbos is because Shem Yishchat V'Noy. But now we're going to ask the Shaila. It's a gay, not only if you get married, then at any time, is it mutter to be Barlu a Besula for the first time on a Shabbos? If someone got married the day before and didn't have bia yet. So the question is, can you boil b'tchila b'shabbos? What's the shaila? We know that by the first bia of a besula, there's dam besulim. So is that dam mifkad pocket? Is the dam really there? It's just being closed up by a membrane, but it's not inside the skin. It's just sitting there. It's like a picture, a grape with the juice inside it. That's mifkad pocket. Or it's inside the skin, and the chabura, you make a chabura, and that's why the blood comes out. The Chassam Sofer speaks out, it's not a machlokes in metzias. We know what the metzias is, it's similar to a sponge. And the Shaila is, how look at that? Is that mifka pocket, or is that a chabura? So, what's the Shaila? Because if it's a chabura, then we know, is it isitu chabura on Shabbos? Now let's make chabura on Shabbos. Now why is there isitu, which one of the Lamentas Malachas is a chabura on Shabbos? So it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi in Masechta Shabbos says it's because of tzeveya, because you are coloring the skin. And Tosfos argues very stark that it can't be that's the Isser Chabura, it's one of the Lamedes Lachos of tzeveya. Tosfos says it's the Isser of Netilas Neshama, which goes into the Isser of Shechita. When you do a Chabura, the guy's not dying. So Tosfos says, in the middle of Tosfos Dam, it's more to the end, V'nir L'Brei Tam L'Fire Ishtoi, Tzaz Dam Chashiv Netilas Neshama, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. So it's called Netilas Neshama, and therefore that's the Issa of Chabura. So the Shaila is this Dam Mifka pocket or Chabura? If it's Chabura, it's Asra, it's Chabura on Shabbos. Zok to Gemara, that's the Shaila. The Im Tim Tzoloimer, Dam Mifka pocket, even on the side you want to say it's Dam Mifka pocket, it's not a Chabura, but it might be a different Issa. What do you need? L'dam Utsaruch, Vashari, do you need a Dam? And that's why you're making this opening is because you need the dam, and it's mutter. Why would you need the dam? Taisa stup shatim that also. Either is because shlo yischlachech pam acheres, she's going to get dirty the next time, you want to get rid of the dam now, or because you want to see if she's a psula. So maybe the whole purpose is the dam mutzarech v'shari. Adilma, le pesach mutzarech v'asa. You need the pesach now that should be open, so then it's also because it's an is to make a pesach on Shabbos, even on a person, because it's a binyan. It's a binyan on a person? Yeah, Rashi, that Vavon Beis brings down, the Pasuk says, in Parash Breshish, even as Hatzalah, you see there's an inyan of binyan by a person. So again, get this clear, a lot of chesbonis here. Shabbos is a mifka pocket or chabura. If it's a chabura, it's Issa chabura. Even on Shabbos, mifka pocket, it's not a chabura, there might be an Issa of a Siyas Pesach, which is binyan, if you have kavana for that. Ve'intim shalom odam utzorach. U'pesach ha'melikasi. And even if you say, let's say that he wants the dam, he doesn't care about the Pesach. But still, he's making a Pesach. So it's a Dov Hashem Miskavin. So it's a Shaila. Halacha Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem Miskavin Mutter. According to Rav Shimon, if you're not trying to do that, it's Mutter. Or Halacha Rav Yehuda, Dov Hashem Miskavin also. According to Rav Yehuda, Dov Hashem Miskavin is also. So here, maybe Pasach Rav Yehuda. Are you going to ask me, even for Rav Shimon, by a psik ratio, we Paskin, if it's still going to happen, that we Paskin is also by Miskavin? And if it's Rashi, the Gemara later on says that some people are baki batia, which means they can go in without dam. Even by a psula, they can do bia without getting out dam. So it's possible that we're making a Pesach. So it's possible to have a bia without making a Pesach, and therefore it's not called a psik ratio. If he says lach Rabbi Yehuda, the Dov Hashem Miskavin also, it still might be a tzadis mutia. Why? Makalkul, it's a Pesach. It's a kilkel, this maisa. Why? Because she's not a psula anymore. And a psula is worth more than a bula. Or, on the other hand, it's a tikkun. I'm making a pesach. So maybe it's makalkel. That's why it's mutter. Now, are you going to ask me? We know that makalkel, maybe it's not chayiv, but it's also midrabanan. So Tosfos also asked Akasha. Tosfos answers that even though makalkel is also midrabanan here, that it's ena mechavin. Together with makalkel, it would be mutter. So, Akaponim, if you analyze Gemara, there's a few different stuff in why Jay Mutter. One Tzadji Mutter is a Mifka pocket, but then what happened to the problem of Pesach? So you say he's not trying to do a Pesach, but then maybe you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Hashem Miskavin also. Teretz is because it's Mekalkal Eitzal Pesach. That's the first version of the Shaila. Ikad Amri, another version of the question is, maybe it's mechaburo. So chabur is also on Shabbos. Maybe regarding the chabura, it's ain't a mechaben because he inside needs a dam, so then it's also because mechaben. I want the chabura. He's not trying to get chabura. He's trying to have a beer. He's not trying to get any dam, so it's ain't a mechaben. What chabura? Right. So it's ain't a mechaben. You're not trying to make chabura. Ain't a mechaben means you're not trying to do that malacha. It's not awesome. So you're not trying to do it, so it's mutter. V'intim shlom nas atzmu tzarech v'dam el kasu, and the chabura happens by itself. So halach Rav Yehuda, halach Rav Shimon. We pass Rav Yehuda that holds the enemy's kavans aser, or like Rav Shimon, enemy's kavans mutter. V'intim shlom halach Rav Yehuda, if you hold halach Rav Yehuda, so maybe it's had to ask mekalkel v'chabura, or misakem chabura. Maybe it's mekalkel over here. Here it's mekalkel, making her into a beula, which is not good. Or my other hands misakem, making her opening up the pesach. The intim slay makalka chaburu, and even on sad makalka chaburu, and that's why it's mutas makalkal, there's a sad that chaburu is worse. Why? But makalkal, halok Rabbi Yehuda, halok Rabbi Shimon, which means like this. There's another machalikas Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is more machmer, and he holds that makalkal b'chaburu is chayiv. Why? Because every chaburu really is makalkal. And if a Torah said chaburu is aser, so then makalkal b'chaburu is a makalkal, he holds b'chayvel amavir. By fire and by chabura, mekalkel is chayiv. That's Rav Shimon Shita. We all know it's still potter. So here, even on tzad mekalkel is not a tzad to be chayiv. Why? Because it's mekalkel b'chabura, and there we pass to Rav Shimon. So this economic goes like this: dam is a chabura to be aser, but maybe it should be mutter because I'm in a mechavin. Even on tzad in a mechavin, maybe it should be aser because you hold like Rav Yehuda. Even if you hold like Rav Yehuda, maybe it should be mutter because it's mekalkel. Even if it's mekalkel, maybe it should be aser because the Holy Rabbi Shimon holds special by chabura, mekalkel b'chabura is aser. So here we have a lot of different stardom, and really the shaila is: are you allowed to do a bia b'tchila b'shabbos? There's a lot of different stardom to be matir, a lot of different stardom to be aser. The two ikar reasons why it should be aser is either it's chabura or it's asiyas pesach, or you're making a bindin. And in those stardom, there's always different ways to make a mutter, either because say the mechavin or of course mekalkel. But the ikar shaila is a mutter to a beer of a person Shabbos? Is there an issa because of the chaburo or issa because of the asiyas pesach?